to the Hallmarkies podcast, and we are here to do a special episode where we are going to be ranking all of the movies that I have been able to watch and review with Dr. Lisa Lucas on the show, mostly for On Friendship, but some of it before that or for Christmas. And Elisa, thanks so much for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm excited because, you know, I say this a lot, but I didn't watch a lot of Hallmark at all before you reached out to me. And so I'm excited to talk about these movies because as I look over the list, I think about all the good times I had, and that now I do understand why people watch a lot of Hallmark. It makes me feel better about life and the world.
Yeah, and I have to say, I don't think that any of these movies are really terrible. I think,
well, maybe one. There's one
that was at least fun to review.
Yeah, it was, definitely. There was a lot to discuss, but it is kind of fun to go back. And some of them, when you sent me the list, I was like, I remember that one vaguely. It's like, I'm not very good with the titles because I've only seen them the one time.
Yeah.
You might have seen some of them multiple times. So I had to go back and look them up, and I was like, oh yeah, that movie was cute. I liked that movie.
Yeah. And I don't know. It's kind of ironic in a way that we've become friends talking about friendship.
Yay! How many people, it's the best.
How many people can say that?
It's very meta. We become friends of our friends.
Yeah, it's very true. So, all right. Well, we have 14 movies that we have reviewed together that are part of this ranking. And so there's, it's a pretty interesting variety. Obviously some Christmas, some not Christmas.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. some of them old, some of them new, all over the place. So
let's make sure.
Yeah. And now you've seen 14 of these movies, plus a few with your mom. So what in your mind have you sort of gathered that you think makes for a good Hallmark movie? If you were to say,
I think it is a good story, and that the leads have to have good chemistry, and that what I like in a friendship related movie from Hallmark is where the people start out truly as friends, and it's not something that is a forced romantic right away. And so I think some movies have done that really well, and obviously like The Christmas Choir wasn't, the romance is sort of secondary to the primary story. And what I think really makes a good Christmas Hallmark movie is Cookie Crawl.
I was making that very high on your ranking. All right. Yes, very good. Well,
very high.
Yes. Well, let's talk about our bottom choice. So number 14.
Should we just say it at the same time, like count it down?
The back when we were grown-ups?
Yes!
Yes, okay, good. I was like, oh no, what if we have the wrong one? This was disappointing. I took a chance on this. This was why I was trying to, you know, think of what would be a good choice. And this has such an incredible cast. Peter Fonda.
Bly Danner is amazing. Faye
Dunaway. Yeah. Jack Palance. So I thought, and I had never seen it. It was a Hallmark Hall of Fame. I just thought, my original idea when I read this plot synopsis was that I thought it was going to be sort of like an older version of The Big Chill. It sounded like it was more of a reunion movie, but it ended up being disappointing.
Well, I mean, I'm always happy to watch Bly Danner, and we did have a lot to discuss, so that's sort of like the silver lining.
But
things were strange.
Yeah, I mean, Peter Fonda was basically a serial killer in the movie. his daughter, who's all like, stay away from this guy, my dad's the worst. I was like, you are the best character in the film. You're right,
the most honest.
Yes. And I just thought that her children were the worst. Were so ungrateful.
Yeah,
and
she seemed to do a lot for them. And I liked her business and that sort of thing. But, like, yeah, what's... And I'm watching right now on HBO another... I'm watching Succession, which is basically the story focuses on a family carrying on the business. And the everyone's awful.
Yeah.
And so it's like, what is it about... You know, maybe families working together. Right. It can bring out the worst.
Well, and my family had a family business. Maybe it's too close to home. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
But, but it was just not good. And it didn't have a very satisfying resolution.
No.
Really, the only relationship that I cared about in the film was between her and her new grandson.
Yeah. Yeah. That was really cute. That was probably, that and that it was Blythe Danner.
But even just the names of these children were so
I don't even remember
annoying.
What were they?
Well, there was like Ming Ling and like, oh, I can't remember. I can't even remember them all, but they were annoying.
Yeah, but it was like ones that don't make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a white person.
Yeah. Like, that's it. Yeah. Just doesn't make sense.
It just wasn't a good, it wasn't a very good movie. And so you take some chances.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to do?
I mean, I was sold with Blythe Danner. So, you know,
yeah.
I mean, I'm open. You know, I'm open to watch whatever.
Right.
Just some of them are going to end up at the bottom of my list.
That's right. And like you said, we did have I think it was a good episode.
Yeah, so. I mean, there's a lot to talk about, for sure.
That's the nice thing about podcasting is that even if it's a movie I don't like, usually I end up having fun.
Yeah.
With my friends. Yeah, so I think that probably will be our only one in common.
Oh, well, let's find out.
I don't know. So let's see. What do you have at 13?
Well, I kind of have my two... So from 8 to 13, I essentially have two groupings because in terms of distinction, but I have Christmas Plaza as 13.
Obviously, I'm surprised I have it at 13 as well.
Ooh! How many will Rachel and Elisa agree on?
I just, it's sad because I really have almost no flaws with the plot.
Yeah.
I think the plot is perfectly fine and there's lots of fun moments. And I liked the whole idea of him putting the star on the white star on the house of the people he loves. That was really cute. I liked the Finial de Aubrey and then I learned a new word. And
even if it's on the bottom of the list, we're still learning.
Yeah. And I liked all the stuff with the plaza was fun. But I just
from what else we've watched, like that was a cool location.
Yeah. But I just thought that she was so miscast, so
it just tainted
uncomfortable.
Everything. It just tainted everything.
And I just didn't because she was miscast, it affected the chemistry. And it just, that's so key. As you said, when you were talking about makes a good Hallmark movie, that's so essential. Mm-hmm. And so I just felt like Ryan Pavey, as charming as he is, he couldn't carry the whole movie on his very handsome back.
I might have been able to move him up that movie up a few spots just for him, but I didn't feel like that had a lot of integrity.
Yeah. We'll have to review a good Ryan Pavey movie.
Yes, please.
Yeah, we will.
Guide me. Mentor.
Well, now I'm curious what your number 12 is.
Yeah, Christmas in Evergreen.
Okay, that's my 11, so we're not that far off.
Oh, well, my 12 or my 11 is The Christmas Club.
Oh, okay, I have that a little higher. My number 12 is Marrying Father Christmas.
Oh, I liked that one. That one's way higher for me.
Oh, yeah. I do not like the series. I do not like...
Okay, that's the only one I've seen.
And I don't really like the Whitcomb family. I think they're very selfish. And, like, all they care about is their own appearance and the appearance that their family has.
Gotcha.
And, like, all they cared about was how they wanted the wedding for them. They didn't care about what she really wanted.
Yeah.
And until the very ending. And then this whole thing with her uncle coming into town and
Hey, for someone who spends a lot of time watching Lifetime, I was like, oh, now we have a mystery.
Yeah. I was like, I do not care. It was definitely better than the second one, which the second one is one of my least favorite I've ever seen.
I don't have the history or the context, but I thought overall the two main people had fairly good chemistry.
Yeah. I'll grant that. They have pretty good chemistry, but I just don't like the Wickhams, and I don't like the story.
And maybe that's why, like, mine is higher, because I have some issues with some of the friendship movies we watched that I scored lower that you might have scored higher.
Right. So that's what I have at 12. So you have, which one do you have at 12?
The Christmas Club. I mean, it was fine.
You have the Christmas Club at 12?
No, 11. I'm sorry. Yeah, I had Christmas in Evergreen.
Yeah, I have it at 11.
That's the grouping that we reviewed this year.
Right. And, you know, this one, it has fun moments. The whole thing with the advent calendar.
Yeah, that was cute.
But it was fun.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, after, like, Christmas Plaza and back when we were grown-ups, like, I had, like, kind of groupings of three where I was like, well, these are good. So, I mean, back when we were grown-ups, like, not good. No, Christmas Plaza, major flaw, right, with casting. Right.
Yeah.
The rest I've enjoyed, right? Yeah. So this is, like, nuance.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree. I this was fun, but I think particularly for the side characters, like the Rakia Bernard, Antonio Caione, their relationship was so cute. I liked it so much better than the Paul Green, Maggie Lawson
relationship. Yeah, and I like Maggie Lawson, but I agree with you. I thought, like, overall the casting was really good in that movie, but it was so good that you didn't care about the leads as much, which, oops.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Yeah, and it was written with, we've interviewed the author, Zach Hugg, the writer, and I thought it was written with a certain degree of wit. But I don't know, I just liked the other ones in the list a little bit.
I did really enjoy the advent calendar part of it, though.
Yes, me too. Yeah. And so I think it's just the leads chemistry, the reason why it ends up at 11 on my list.
It's February and time to check in on those New Year's resolutions. Is 2020 the year you chose to prioritize you and commit to staying on top of your health? Care of can help you achieve those goals. What is Care of? Care of is a wellness brand that makes it easy to maintain your health goals with a customized vitamin plan that helps you feel your best today and supports you long term. The vitamin aisle can be confusing. It's hard to know what you need and where to start, but with Care of's personalized quiz, you can find the vitamins that will support your specific health goals this year. You'll answer some easy questions like, how much sleep do you get? How often do you work out? Do you follow any specialty diets? Based on your answers, Care of will recommend a list of vitamins and supplements specifically for your health needs and goals. When I took the quiz, I focused on sleep quality and energy levels, two areas of my life that I felt needed help. Care of suggested the vitamins based on my answers and goals, all packaged in convenient daily packets that were personalized with my name, which I thought was amazing. But what I really liked was the ability to adjust my packs. I can log in at any time and review my suggestions and change accordingly. And now you can take advantage of a great offer from our friends at Care of. For 50% off your first Care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code HALLMARKIES50. That's takecareof.com and enter HALLMARKIES50 for 50% off your first order.
Yeah.
So you have Christmas Club at 11.
Yes.
So what...
I think for some of those, when we watch three together... Sometimes it's like
they all kind of mesh together.
They kind of mesh together a little bit, but I did think this one was like the continuous like back and forth with the leads and coming together was cute. But the other thing is, like, some of the ones that we watched together that were friendship based, I really enjoyed, and so that just kind of pushed them up over the Christmas movies.
Yeah,
and maybe that's because since I am so into friendship, that's sort of my bias or my lane, if you will.
Yeah, for sure.
In terms of the romantic stories, but I was like, Christmas Club, Do people still have Christmas clubs? I thought it was going to be something different. I thought it was going to be like a book club or something.
I know. I'm still a little disappointed that we didn't get a true Christmas club.
Yeah. So no. That's why that's at 11. There was missed opportunities.
Yeah. I'll talk about it in just a second. So I have at number 10, this was a really hard one to rank. But I have Love at the Christmas Table at 10.
I have that at 8 because the next three that I have, I kind of have together, like Love at the Christmas Table. Can I announce my other? Okay. 7 Year Hitch and Love Takes Flight. Okay. And I had those generally, like I went back and forth. And so I do have some problems with Love at the Christmas Table. But I also liked I thought it was an interesting story.
But... Yeah, I mean, I appreciate that it really tries something different.
Yeah.
And I also like that it kind of embraces Christmas movies. Like, they watch Christmas movies. They talk about Christmas movies. I also like little moments, like when they share the coat. That's a really cute moment. And I love the ending. I think it has such a great proposal.
Mm-hmm.
And I like... Even though it's kind of weird and awkward, I do like the Leah Thompson, Scott Patterson kind of relationship.
I forgot about that awkwardness. See, this is like going down memory lane.
Yeah. And, so I do like it, but, you know, there's some downside to only seeing them once a year.
Yeah, I had so many questions. Like, I just wanted to know so much more. But I do like the developing over time. Like, that's really key to me. And I'm not saying that, like, people can't become friends very quickly or that they can't become romantic partners really quickly. But I do kind of like to see the development of their friendship and how it leads into romance. And so that I can appreciate about the movie.
Definitely. And I don't know, there were times when he's kind of a jerk and
annoying
and you know, just like expects her to kiss him and expects her to, and I don't really like, you know, like that. Granted, he was young and learning or whatever, I don't know, it's a really different movie. You can tell it's a Lifetime movie and not a Hallmark movie in this group, so it's kind of hard to rank. But anyway, I have it at 10. What do you have at 10?
I have Love Takes Flight.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, like I said, my 8 through 10 was sort of similar to my Christmas movie groupings, that it's like, I enjoyed these movies, but I enjoyed them. Like, it gets serious once we hit top 5, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I have Love Takes Flight at 8, so you'll see it's kind of
generally in the same area.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. And but what did you like about Love Takes Flight that you remember?
Because we've watched a lot of Hallmark movies, and students that I had in my classes even a year ago would be like, I can't believe you watched 14 Hallmark movies, because but I remember specifically watching the first 3 Christmas movies and talking with you and Amber about it, going like, this was such a stress relief for me. Like, it was so enjoyable watching these movies. But yeah, so 14 is a lot to like decipher. Yeah. Love Takes Flight, I do like the different plot line, because sometimes I think they become redundant in what I've watched with you and with my mom. I like the pilot. I like that there was a storm and everything kind of culminating to it. And I really liked the little girl who played the daughter. I thought she was really great. I think it's hard to find good, like, realistic child actors. And what I liked about Love Takes Flight in terms of the friendship was her relationship with his father, the older man. And I liked how it started right out the gate in the grocery store, and then it was the coffee shop. And I was like, this is great. I love friendships and when people can connect over generation and age. Like, you know, it's not like they're best friends or something, but I think there is friendship relationships that can occur in different ways. And so I do enjoy that.
Yeah. I think that's a very I think that's all very, very true about it. And I think maybe what holds it back a little bit is from being one of the top ones is I don't know if they have the best chemistry.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, I mean, my top choice is I think the chemistry is so much better.
Yeah. All right. So my number nine is The Christmas Club.
Oh, so, and mine is The 7-Year Hitch.
Okay, yeah.
We have in 7-Year Hitch, we have, I don't remember his name, but we had just watched The Birthday Wish. And so there was someone terrible, just like Alex from The Birthday Wish. And then I hated immediately.
Yeah. But in the case of the bad guy, the wrong guy in The 7-Year Hitch, like, he's literally cheating.
Yeah, he's a narcissist. And when that was our first movie we watched, and I was like, are narcissists allowed in Hallmark movies? But I was like, yeah, because he's the wrong guy. He's the no choice. He's the get him out of here. Let's compare him to who's better. And yeah. It was her friend from childhood. And I liked it, the movie, but I also felt like there was sometimes, and again, this is from my friendship lens, because a lot of the movies we watched have like are for the on friendship, is yeah. that there's still too much of like the expecting romance, and I kind of want to enjoy friendship a little bit more before it heads down that route. It's okay to head down that route. I just want right. to see more of the friendship that leads to it.
Yeah, I mean, this is a movie from way back in 2012, and yes. it was a different era of Hallmark back in 2012. Yes,
gotcha. Okay, fair enough. And,
there's things that they would, I mean, you never would have someone actually cheating on another person.
Yeah, fair. I was like, this guy's a narcissist.
Yeah, he's really over the top. But I don't know, I love he ends up claiming they're in a common law marriage just to say, keep his friend from marrying this jerk. And how their relationship builds, and he's kind of an unusual leading guy, I feel like, because for Hallmark.
He comes across, and I don't mean this like, I think stereotypically we can pull some stuff from it. He seems like he's not ambitious. He seems like he's a little lazy, and it almost is like, let's keep in the common law marriage so that I don't have to move out. Or
there is a little bit of that for sure, but also I think he's just a little bit more nerdy.
Yeah,
a typical leading guy for Hallmark, which is kind of nice. And
I say, let's have more nerds.
I think so too. And I really enjoy it. I think it's sort of refreshing. But yeah, it was a bit of a weird one to start on, I'll admit it.
No, I mean, like I said, we're now in the area of like, I enjoyed them, and it's just there's some that I like better.
For sure. So okay, so then I have Love Takes Flight at 8,
and I have Love at the Christmas Table at 8.
Okay, yeah,
so we've talked about that.
Yeah, okay. And then I have 7-Year Hitch at 7.
Hi everybody, I'm Katie Segal,
and I'm Kurt Sutter,
and welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Okay, so, and this one I might be rethinking, but at 7 I have Road to Christmas.
Okay, yeah, and that was my favorite Christmas movie that year.
Oh, well, you know what mine was.
Yes. But I really enjoyed Road to Christmas.
It was fun. Yeah. That's why I'm like, okay, I might have to move it above at least Marrying Father Christmas, which is my number six. So I am making an on-air amendment. Road to Christmas had like a whole lot of like antics, like this thing happened and then we go here and then there's like a snowman building contest.
And so
and then you have to get to the live show. Okay, we'll move it higher. We'll have.
And I just like the whole idea of this family getting kind of cobbled back together.
Yeah,
these brothers, and there's a lot of baggage there, but they still do love each other.
Absolutely.
And you had the sort of gay brother.
Sort of. Does that not happen a lot on Hallmark? Is that what you're saying?
Very rare. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Cardi Wong is one of the brothers, is just mm-hmm. the best. And I really liked little things, like I loved the kiss in that one mm-hmm. at the end when they're on air. And so you see Tara Rothery as the mom, like just looking, oh, like that's fun. I love when she opens the door and sees her sons, like that's really yeah. good. And
you're really selling me on this. I need to watch it again.
I know. I really liked it a lot. I love when they sing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas at the
yeah.
end, which is my favorite Christmas carol,
yeah.
Christmas song that's not a religious.
Yeah.
It's just a really fun little
Christmas. It was fun. And because they're moving across the country, so to speak, it's fast paced in that sense, but not in a way where I feel like anything has been compromised in terms of storytelling. Like yeah. I really like how they build it across as they're heading home. So
yeah
that was a good one.
Oh. Yeah. So we actually have two dual writers on this list, because we have Christmas at Evergreen 3 and Road to Christmas were written by Zach Hugg.
Road to Christmas is the jam.
Yeah. And Christmas Club and The Birthday Wish were both written by Julie Sherman Wolfe. So,
oh my goodness.
So
I think you're picking the writers that you might like.
I think I might too. I don't know why.
But I
actually, and you're going to be mad at me, but I have Christmas Joy, the Cookie Crawl movie, at 6. just because it's super fun. And I guess I just like my top four for my favorite Christmas movies.
Yeah.
I mean, four of my favorite Hallmark movies ever. So 6 is actually pretty high on it for me. And, So I do really like Christmas Joy, and podcasting about it was so much fun.
Yeah,
talking about it with you and like the 3,000 cookies that they
cookies are like. I want to do a cookie crawl.
It was bonkers in a way that you don't see it that much.
Yeah, that was fun.
I mean, I don't know if they had as good a chemistry as my top five.
Gotcha.
And that'd probably be the only downside, but it was a really fun Christmas movie, and it made me want to eat a million cookies.
Yeah, I mean, yes, I'm on some cookies right now. But I also, that was the first movie I watched. And so I believe in the order for the three that we covered the first year I was on talking about Christmas movies. And it just made an impression that other movies have not been able to. So yeah, I have it a little
initiation.
Bit higher. Yeah. Number 6, I have Marrying Father Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, in my live amendment, number 6 would be Road to Christmas.
Yeah. Very good. We got you. We swayed you.
Yes.
To move it up.
I was just remembering all the fun
of
the movie. So that I think is important.
Yes. And I have Road to Christmas at 5.
Road to Christmas at 5. Yeah. Oh, well, at number 5, I have October Kiss.
Okay, good. Yeah.
I liked that one. I liked it because, no offense, it wasn't Christmas. I was like, I had never heard of a Halloween Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
So, like, I like that angle. I like the Christmas angle. I mean, because one of the highest movies I have is a Christmas movie. But I really liked that take on it. I thought the actors were great. The lead woman was hilarious.
Yeah.
And I just really enjoyed that movie. and sort of the things, you know, how he could be a better father. Like when the kids set him down at the table and they like lecture him and they have like note cards made, like it's a debate. Oh my gosh. The communication person in me was just rolling. I was cracking up. Mm-hmm. So there are, I think, a lot of cool scenes when they decorated and just like the costumes they had. I really enjoyed Oktoberfest.
Yeah, it's so good. So at number four for me, because I have Road to Christmas at 5, mm-hmm. And then is the Christmas choir. I have it 4.
So do I.
I really love this movie. I just, it is probably up there in some of my favorite Christmas movies.
Yeah.
One of my favorite Hallmark Christmas movies. Just about this, it's really what you want in a Christmas movie, about these men getting together to form this choir led by this, former bad man of business that's reforming himself. And you see him change as he learns to forgive his father and get the true like spirit of Christmas, as cliched as that sounds. A lot of these movies, they're so focused on the romance that you don't really focus on Christmas as much as I'd like. And this really does. And I loved when you see Rhea Perlman as this nun, smart aleck nun. She's kind of down on the choir at first because she thinks it's going to be setting people up for disappointment.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it just has a realness. And like I said, the romance is pretty on the side burner. It's hardly there, but it's more about him as a person learning to love these men and serving them and them becoming friends and singing the carols. And I don't know, I just love it. I think it's really good.
Yeah. I mean, this one I really enjoyed. What was the lead actor's name?
Jason Gedrick.
Yeah, he was on, The Closer. And I loved him on that show. So I was already going in pretty excited with him as the lead. And what I really enjoy, first off, was that when you presented this movie, I think you gave me 3 options. And I chose this one that I wanted to watch it because it focuses on men's friendships, which is
that's true.
Never happens just in general, or it's like seen as a bromance but I can imagine in Hallmark, there isn't a lot of movies dedicated to focusing on the bonds between men. And I thought this movie did a really awesome job at that. Additionally, what I enjoyed about the romance part of it was like, he was going through these things because it was making him be a better person that was going to be good for the romantic interest, right? You know, and so I think that there was a self-focus, there was a friendship focus, and in the end, he has these relationships with the men and with Ray Perlman, and then you have this community with the choir that is awesome. Then he's going to be better in the workplace, and then he's going to be better in his relationships. And I think that's really sort of this time of year, people spend a lot of time reflecting and they don't actually get out there and do anything and to make any changes. And he does. And I just really enjoyed it. So good choice, Rachel.
Yes. Yes. That was a good one for our first episode of On Friendship.
Yes.
That we ever did.
That was number one. Oh, yeah. Good. Yes.
All right.
Okay, y'all. Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, and there's less than 2 weeks to send your Valentine a one-of-a-kind, memorable, unexpected gift. If you want to wow your Valentine this year, send them bite-sized cupcakes from Baked by Melissa. Y'all, I was lucky enough to receive Baked by Melissa's Valentine's Day assortment last week, and they were gone in 2 days. Everyone in my house loved them. Not to mention the packaging was fantastic. They come in this amazing heavy-duty box that I'm totally reusing, by the way, and the cupcakes themselves were like little works of art. They have a variety of flavors, but for Valentine's Day, you get to choose from white chocolate cookies and cream, red velvet, my favorite, milk chocolate, dulce de leche, y'all, which was to die for with the creamy center in those, and more. Plus, they have vegan and gluten-free options. Baked by Melissa treats are adorable and delicious. They are perfectly bite-sized, so you can have one in every flavor, and you'll want to, and I did, I mean, I legit ordered some that night to send as a thank you gift. That's how good these were. Baked by Melissa offers 1 and 2 day shipping nationwide. But remember, the last day for standard shipping for Valentine's Day is February 12th at 2 p.m. EST. And this Valentine's Day, you can send your loved ones the perfect gift, Baked by Melissa. Go to bakedbymelissa.com and use promo code Hallmarkies to get 15% off your order. Take advantage of this special offer for podcast listeners. That's 15% off at bakedbymelissa.com, promo code Hallmarkies.
Well, my number three is October Kiss. And okay, this movie, it's almost a perfect Hallmark movie, in my opinion. Ashley Williams is so delightful.
Yeah, she was
great. Movie. Like in real life, she'd be the worst. But in the context of this movie, she's so charming and so likable. And she is just so cute with kids. And normally this whole dynamic of the overworked dad is not for me. Yeah. I usually don't like it, but I thought that it was just handled so well. And he wasn't really shamed for working hard.
Yeah.
He just was kind of gently reminded by his kids and other things.
Lectured through debate.
Yeah, lectured. I don't know. It was different than this is normally portrayed, though, to me.
Yeah.
And they had such great chemistry. And I liked the other woman character and how that was handled. I just loved it. I think it's so good. And you just want, there's lots of little moments in this movie where they sort of inadvertently or just slightly kind of touch and flirt and dance. And, you know, he'll rub some flour off of her cheek
it's attention to detail to those little moments that make it special.
Yeah. And that's really key to just building the tension. So you want these two people to get together so badly, you feel that chemistry and you just feel like these are two good people that you're really rooting for.
Absolutely. Stop going to work, go home and hang out with your new nanny and the kids.
Yeah. And there's definitely a feeling of, she has found her place. Mm-hmm. Like she's been looking.
Oh my goodness.
She's been looking and looking and trying to figure out and being a terrible yoga instructor. And and her place was to be a mother.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. And that's great. And she that's what makes her special.
She has a knack for being with kids that like I don't have, so like, yeah, she should be around children, whether she's a nanny or a teacher or a mother. That's where she needed to be, and the only time she was able to do that was with her nephews. And so I think, and I imagine, I liked the sister in that movie too, where it's kind of like, there was some relief that her sister finally found a place. Like, she's probably like, oh, finally.
Right. So what do you have at three?
I have The Birthday Wish, which was the most recent movie we discussed,
and yes,
I really enjoyed that movie, but I think you'll understand why that's at number three when we talk about my top two.
For sure. Yeah, this movie it's my number two. I just love this movie. I think that not only do they have such great chemistry, but I love the whole concept of she gets this little glimpse into her life in 10 years. And she has this plan. She has this life plan, but it's really a life crutch that she's kind of leaned on since the death of her dad. And she ends up seeing this future with this guy at work that she's just kind of ignored a little bit.
Yeah.
It's Luke McFarlane. So how? And you see Luke McFarlane with the monkey hat, which is the cutest thing that ever existed.
And as you determined in that episode, Alex is the worst.
Yeah, Alex is. And he is just such a classic bad man of business and hilarious wrong guy. terrible. I think the script is great. And it's a clever concept with great casting, and it's one of my favorite Hallmark movies.
I think when looking at my list overall, and I know we're going to get to Where did you have birthday wish? You had it as number two.
I had it too, yeah.
Okay.
We're basically the same.
Yeah. So one of the things that I've found in the movies that I watched that I like the unique or clever storylines.
Yeah.
And so I think October Kiss has that. Christmas Choir is completely different. The Birthday Wish. I mean, I really like the Love at the Christmas Table and Road to Christmas storylines too. There are some other things with those movies that didn't score them as high for me. But right. One of the things that I like the idea of the glimpse into the future. I think a lot of people would take that glimpse, but the communication person in me is going, yeah, but did you see the right glimpse? and then every one of your behaviors is going to be based on that glimpse. And in this case, because Alex is the worst, the glimpse is towards Dave. And I think that helps her make some changes in her life that were better for her, because trauma is hard. How do you get over the fact that you lost your dad so young? There's so many people who've lost loved ones and parents and deal with it every single day. And it really kind of kept her from being who she was, because she was so concerned about being in control of every single thing that she ended up in basically a relationship that wasn't good for either one of them. And really she was missing out Dave and the monkey hat, this guy Luke.
Yeah, exactly. And
the glimpse helped her find that. And sometimes even reflecting on or looking ahead can help us make some change. And I think that ended up working out well for Gwen and Dave. So really loved it.
And I think in the Birthday Wish too, it, like in October Kiss, it does such a good job sort of building the tension between the two and that chemistry. So by the end, you're just like, ah, come on. You really want that, which is what a good romantic comedy should do.
Yeah. And the friendship person in me, and we talked about this on the episode, but what I like is how they really sort of build their friendship as starting out as colleagues and how they get to know each other over working together. They're making commercials, so you have different scenarios. You have cookies, you have minivans, you have dogs, you have all these different scenarios, and they can really get to know each other, and they listen to each other, which we learn in the movie is helpful to relationships.
Right. Yeah,
nice ad. Communicating, listening, it's all good stuff.
Right. So what do you have it to?
Christmas Joy.
Yeah. Yeah, the Christmas
cooking hole. And it was the first movie I watched, and like I said, it has really anchored in my mind. It was a very enjoyable experience. What would be interesting though is for me to go back and say watch Road to Christmas and Christmas Joy to see if I still like Christmas Joy more. But I really enjoyed the movie. I think one of the reasons, honestly, why it might be scored so high for me, and maybe you might see this as a little unfair for ranking, but this is where we are.
Right.
That is, I didn't have any, like, I had, my expectations might have been lower going in as my first Christmas movie. And not, no, like, I've been watching Lifetime, right? I've only watched a few stories with my mom. And I have to say that the view of Hallmark for a lot of people is very stereotypical for those who don't enjoy it. And I think sometimes people watch Hallmark movies can be made fun of. And I don't know if that's something that you've talked about. So it wasn't that I went in making fun of it, because I do teach theory related to media. And one of the things that I value is the value that we all decide what media is best for our own needs, like to fulfill our needs. And this is the movie that I first watched. I had lower expectations and I went in, and that 2 hours, I watched it live because I still had cable then. And it was like 2 hours where I wasn't thinking about the crappy world or what I had to grade or what all these other stressors.
Yeah.
And so I think that when you have low expectations for something and it's good, it just really highly exceeds your expectations. Yeah. And so that's my external thought to the movie, like my experience with it.
No, I think that that's really good. And also I think that it captures Christmas Joy. I think it captures the silly side of Hallmark. And I think that, you know, when I hear people and they're like, oh, but that was so silly and that was so unrealistic or cheesy or whatever. And I'm like, that's the point. You missed the whole point of the movie.
And that's the thing, is like, maybe people don't see, like, I didn't necessarily think that I would have fun watching that movie. And I had a lot of fun watching that movie. And I think the silly side is good. Like, we need more silliness in our life because there's too much other stuff going on and we're all stressed out and overworked and tired and exhausted. And, yeah. And I have 1000% respect for anyone who watches any Hallmark movies, even who enjoyed back when we were grownups, because again, it is, you're watching it for the point it was made, and it fulfills some needs that I can't dictate to you that me watching Stranger Things fulfills my needs. Well, it's not gonna fulfill your needs, right? Like, so it's just respecting that what's the line? It's like, don't yuck someone else's yum. And right. I can do that. And yeah. But I did go in not having high expectations, so to speak.
Right.
And so the movie really outdid itself.
The secret to happiness in life.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. But this is a really fun movie, and it's just the whole conceit is so ridiculous that they just lean into it.
Yeah.
So it makes it fun and it makes it Christmassy and silly and sweet and just what you'd want. And Daniel Pennebaker is a good actress.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that helps too.
Yeah.
Good choice. So I think we have the same number one.
Oh my goodness.
Very exciting.
I would have never imagined.
Jesse, who would have thought a Jesse Metcalf role?
Never. Never.
The ranking.
Oh my God. A country wedding was bomb.com.
Country wedding. So well written and such, in my opinion, such great chemistry between him and Autumn Reeser, and mm-hmm. just some really good writing about when she tells him, you know, what love should be. And, you know, his idea of love is kind of just finding somebody you have common interests with mm-hmm. and making it work. And he's not 100% wrong. And that makes him an interesting character. And, you know, he's got trauma with his parents dying at a young age.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And, it's so good. The scene where they're dancing. Mm-hmm. Oh, and kiss. That is one of my all time favorites, if not my all time favorite scene in a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, it was this one I also purchased to watch. And so the good news, you might be like, oh, she had to buy it. I'm like, I got to buy it, which means I get to watch it again and again and again.
It's so good. It's, yeah.
One of my favorite things about this that no other friendship-related Hallmark movie or Lifetime movie that we watch has been able to do is exactly what I'm looking for. They had a friendship when they were kids. There was like the, well, we'll get married and then you'll be part of my family. But I didn't necessarily see that as crushes and relationships per se. It was like she wanted him to be a part, like his parents are gone, so she doesn't want him to have to leave, or she wants him to have a family. And that
provides some comforting. She's just trying to comfort him.
Exactly. And that's what a friend would do, right? That comfort is one of the qualities of friendship, right? That mm-hmm. our friends can comfort us in our lower moments in life. And what I like is when they come back together, that they're sort of negotiating what they know about each other, and they're building that friendship. And over time, you see the friendship turn into romance. And that's what I love, because sometimes people are like, they were friends and they were romantic partners. I'm like, I don't think they were ever friends. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think someone always had a crush on someone, right? And so for it to be friendship, there has to be friendship, right? And so this movie had everything for me. Like, I was all in on the friendship. I was all in on the difficulties they had in their relationship. I was all in on the romance. And I was glad to see, you know, you talk about this wrong man. There was finally a wrong woman.
Right. Yeah. And she wasn't a total,
no,
but a total witch. Like, she had a perspective and she made sense. And
yeah, no, but it was still like, when you see the two options, you're like, really, bro?
Right.
But he didn't know that the little girl was still an option, right? Like, he didn't know because.
Yeah. And I love when she's like mad gardening and she's like, I'm just like, what are you doing? And I also love, I mean, that whole dancing scene is the best, but I also just love their friend, the pastor.
Yeah, he's great.
Like, what are you doing, Sarah? Oh, so good.
So So you have group friendship, you have one-on-one friendship, and then you have friendship that turns into love. And I think that was something that was missing because we recently reviewed The Birthday Wish. And of course, right. We just talked about it a few minutes ago. But one of the things is like what I didn't like about Alex and Gwen was like, they didn't even seem to like each other. And I'm like, how do you expect to be married to someone if you don't like someone, you can't respect them, right? Those things are really, you know, sort of associated and connected. And I think those are qualities that are definitely needed in a long-term relationship. And so yeah. This is what, and Birthday Wish for me is number 3. So that's where a country wedding really pushes it over the finish line for me, yeah. So to speak, is that they truly have respect for each other. And so I believe that their romantic relationship is going to last because it is built on a foundation of a strong friendship where they like and respect each other. So, and I mean, how can you get past that dance scene anyways?
Oh, the dance scene.
You knew it was over then.
It's so good. So I literally downloaded the song. I hunted it down after the first time I saw it. I was like, I have to have this song. And so, yeah, it's certainly one of the best Hallmark movies, if not the best I think they've ever made. I mean, I have a hard time saying that a non-Christmas movie is the best one they've ever made, but
yeah,
it's certainly up there in my top five. For sure. And
my top five of A Country Wedding, Christmas Joy, The Birthday Wish, Christmas Choir, and October Kiss are strong top five. Like that, I have strong feelings about them. So, and then I obviously have strong feelings about Back When We Were Grown-Ups. Everything else has been really enjoyable.
Right.
But I also, it's not just the movie, it's the experience of watching it was also very enjoyable for those top five, and Road to Christmas. That one was a lot of fun too. So I guess top six.
Yeah. So, I'd say the same my top six, Christmas Joy, Road to Christmas, The Christmas Choir, October Kiss, The Birthday Wish, and A Country Wedding. And I really think especially those top four are kind of perfect Hallmark movies.
Yeah.
In my opinion. So
I'll be interested in seeing what you're going to offer me next as a movie.
It's sort of fun. It really is kind of fun because, you know, you can talk about some of those ones that are a little more old school that are some of my favorites.
Yeah.
I was fun on Hallmark Drama Channel. It's a new channel that they have. They were showing a lot of these old movies during the Christmas season. And it was so, I was like, man, the old movies are the best.
You're like, but I have to review all the new ones.
Yeah, I know. So it should be a lot of fun. And well, thanks so much. This was really fun. I'll put a list in the description section of all 14. So if anybody else wants to share their rankings, then that would be a lot of fun. And just let us know on Twitter or in the comment section. That would be great. And so how can people find you and your podcast?
Yes, I'm Best Forever's podcast, and the podcast can be found on any of your favorite podcatchers, and I'm Best Forever's Pod on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and I'm also Dr. Elisa Lucas on Twitter if you like to follow my personal account, which includes a lot of movie and TV watching and talking about friendship and relationships and things like that, and then my webpage is www.elisalucas.com.
That's great. I will have that all in the description section. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. So check that out. And then make sure you're following the podcast at Hallmarkies Pod and Hallmarkies Podcast, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube. And if you're listening on iTunes, please leave your ratings and reviews. And if you are listening on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. We sure appreciate that as well. And we have our patron group, which is really fun. And then we also have our merch store with designs by artist Jessica Miller. So make sure to check that out. And thanks again. At least this is always so much fun.
Oh, absolutely.
Be excited for a whole new year of podcasting coming.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see how this list expands. What's going to knock Christmas Joy out of number 2?
Yes. All right. Well, happy new year, and we will talk again soon.
Okay.
Bye.